I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. We were just talking about the election coming up and early voting and the kind of turnout we're expecting 2 weeks from today. Of course, is Election Day, but we will have voting now for the next 2 weeks, starting today with, I don't know what the lines will be like. It'll be interesting to see. I just want people to vote and make sure that their vote gets counted, right? I mean, that's the important thing. I'm really big on going on Election Day. I've admitted that. But it appears to me around the country, people are adjusting their point of view on that because Republican turnout in early voting has been way up so far in Georgia and Pennsylvania, from what I hear. That's a good trend because the Democrats have been doing it. You've got to take advantage of that. You have to get out and vote early. We've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone with us right now. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark and Kim. Great to be with you.
Yeah,
can't
great.
Believe it's just two weeks to go, huh?
I know, right? How do you feel about this early voting period, the absentee, no excuse voting?
Well, I'm totally fine with it, especially this year when the ballot is going to be as long as it is. I'm in that camp where I'd like to see Election Day be a national holiday and we all have a chance to vote and we use paper ballots. But that's not going to happen in 2024. But for here now, I'm encouraged to hear that people are taking advantage of early voting. I think certainly the Republican Party had a push to get their voters to vote early, but I also think it reflects people's desire to get this over with, meaning they need to get the group in office out, and they're ready to go vote anytime, anywhere.
Yeah. You know, looking at these races across the state, I don't know that any statewide political office is really at risk here, being switched from Republican to Democrat. But what that means is that if the abortion-motivated voter, if the people that go out to vote for Amendment 3 turn out in numbers, that means they're only voting for that issue. They're like single-issue voters, and they're not also voting down the line for these other candidates. Because it seems to me like if their turnout was going to be that big, then some of these statewide seats would be in question.
Yeah, it's just
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Democratic brand is so far to the left in the minds of Missouri voters that it doesn't move the needle in any of these races. Where we'd be most susceptible to it would be in the U.S. Senate race, and Holly's very comfortably ahead there. I do have to say that the lack of intensity around the statewide offices is on one level discouraging, because if there's intensity, you know, for the Secretary of State's office or Lieutenant Governor's office, that maybe those voters would be in support of Amendment 3.
Yeah.
If there's intensity around those races, then our candidates would have to come out on Amendment 3. And for the most part, I think David Wassinger, as Lieutenant Governor, has been very specific. He was out front. He's a very pro-life person. But the rest of the statewide office holders really haven't campaigned against Amendment 3 the way they might if it were a more exciting statewide race. And, you know, I was in St. Louis County yesterday driving around, and I saw some of the statewide office holders signs out, and I'm just thinking to myself, my God, these signs have been here for months and months and months, and these campaigns have been going on for years in some instances, and it's great that it's finally all coming to an end. But again, there's no excitement around those offices. Every single one of our statewide office holders will win office by, you know, double digits, mid-teens maybe.
Well, we had Brian Westbrook on from Missouri Coalition Life yesterday, the president and founder of that organization, and we're airing that debate about Amendment 3. He debates a person who's in support of Amendment 3. But anyway, we're airing that in the 8 o'clock hour. But he was talking about how the polls are showing that support, like the people who want to pass that, it's actually going down. Are you seeing that too? Like, are you feeling optimistic that that actually might not pass here in Missouri? Or, I mean, is it going to be like what you and Mark said, where that issue alone is going to drive people out to the polls?
No, I'm picking up on the same idea that, you know, in, it's one of those things where we expect to lose because our initiative petition threshold is only 50%. You know, there's a similar ballot initiative in Florida that, the pro-life people are fighting against. The threshold in Florida is 60%. Ours is so much lower. But there's something going on in and around pro-life circles. You know, it was interesting this Sunday in the I go to Latin Catholic Mass, and the reading was to render unto Caesar what is Caesar and render to God what is God. And the priest did a phenomenal job of explaining once again that there are times when, you know, Caesar, meaning government, it can do its thing, but that the threshold of life is something that we render unto God, and that we need to go out adamantly and be publicly opposed to Amendment 3. And for those Catholics listening, you know, to vote for Amendment 3 is a grave sin. And if you find yourself having gone down that path, then I would suggest you get to confession long before you even consider receiving communion. And it's that kind of religious intensity that I think is out there at work, and I think it's having an impact. And I also think from a political spectrum, the lack of intensity around these statewide races, whereby, you know, maybe Lukas Kuntz has no chance now to win, I think that's working against the Amendment 3 passing. And I think the rest of the state is not anywhere near as interested as St. Louis County. Last week we spoke about Senate 15, David Gregory seat, Baldwin, Chesterfield. All your listeners, you know, anyone that live in that area, need to really push their friends to support David. And I think that's going to be our barometer. I think if David wins comfortably, then I think Amendment 3 will have failed. And the opposite will hold true if David falls short.
And same in Senate District 11, which is on the western side of the state. Joe Nicola, I saw a poll in somebody sent me a copy of the Missouri Scout. They had a poll in that district. Just for that district, Nicola and his Democratic opponent out there were only 1 point apart. So that seemed to be a very close race. But on the Amendment 2 and Amendment 3 issues, Amendment 2 is failing in that district, right? The sports betting, 54-35, but Amendment 3 was winning 49-39. It's just so scattered that race could be that tight. Maybe it's Amendment 3 that's driving it in some of these more mixed districts.
Well, in Senate 11, the Republican candidate is a really good candidate. He's an elected county commissioner who a lot of the Senate district is in that county that he represented. But, you know, when you're trying to get a yes on an amendment and you're polling below 50%, even though 49 is, you know, well, just one below 50, then your level of confidence isn't there, because it's when in doubt, when you're voting for amendments and you try to read what the small little summary, it's the voter always falls back to no when they don't quite understand what it is. I would ask your listeners to not get caught in that trap on Amendment 7. Amendment 7 is a hard yes, but it wouldn't shock me if all the other amendments are no's at the end of the day. And most importantly, this Amendment 3, again, for Catholics, there's no way that you can possibly vote for this and think you aren't committing a grave sin. I think that kind of intensity is driving the sense that we all have now that there's a very good chance we could prevail.
Yeah, well, let's all pray for that for sure. John Lamping, thank you for your time.
Talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Yeah. By the way, Amendment 7 is the citizens only voting amendment. That is the only one of these statewide amendments that I'm voting yes on. It also bans ranked choice voting in the state. They can't come back with that garbage again. And it makes sure only citizens can vote in all elections in Missouri, not just federal elections, which the left will tell you, well, that's already illegal. Well, yeah, it is. But in a lot of municipalities around the country, they've tried to allow non-citizens to vote in municipal elections. And you know that's the next trick up the sleeve of probably Tashara Jones or one of the crazy progressives at the Board of Aldermen over here. This would ban that. That non-citizens would never be allowed to vote in Missouri if this passes. So, yes on Amendment 7. No on all the rest of them is where I am on those. The voter guide is up on the website at 971talk.com. It explains all of these. Obviously, turnout is key, but understanding those ballot issues is key as well. Also, on my Facebook page yesterday, I posted up the choices of the St. Louis Family Association, St. Louis County Family Association, on the judge issues. A lot of people have been asking me about that. I put up their choices on it. They've done some research on who you should vote to retain or not retain when it comes to all those judges. It's run the Mark Cox Show on Facebook.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.